Okay, so we have some great questions. Let me just go through them quickly. Understanding the idea of a conspiracy is like going through the five stages of grief, starting with denial and anger. Yes, I agree. Regarding Adam Trombley's electricity generator, what has happened since having the equipment and files seized? Were the designs details lost? Can the machine be reproduced? That's in reference to Adam Trombley, who was interviewed in Thrive, and it was one of the inventors of a free electricity generator. Without going into the details of Adam and what he has and what he's doing, what I will say is that there are more than a few inventors known to Foster and a wide variety of people I know and trust that have invented technology like this. Clearly, the technology is possible and feasible. If you've ever watched the films of the UFOs going up and down, clearly somebody has something like this. So I'm convinced that the technology is possible. Now, whether or not it's politically feasible for it to be adapted and what the issues are of adaptation, that's a whole nother conversation. If it's one you're interested in, the Breakthrough Energy Movement Conference has now made all of their videos accessible. I put up a blog post about it, so you can access it. Just do Breakthrough Energy on the Soleri blog, and you'll pull up those links. You can go watch to your heart's content. And as I said, they're hoping to put together a conference in Boulder in October, and there's going to be more of the same. But I'm convinced the technology could make an enormous difference. And in fact, if you look at the bifurcation of the trading of commodities and equities, if such technology was to get integrated, that could be something that could definitely send that stock to gold, or the S&P 500 to gold ratio headed for the moon. A question from someone on gold. According to Yamada report, gold may drop further and take many years to recover. Your thoughts? We've seen in the last week a lot of the cases being made that the gold bull market is over. We had Bloomberg come out with an article today. It's posted up or will be posted up on the blog. Larry Edelson came out with a report saying the Dow gold ratio is going up. The gold bull is over. A more measured report from somebody I respect, Louise Yamada, and I sent a, it'll be up on the blog tomorrow, who in fact points out that if you look at breaking through the technical lines of 1530, and we talked about this on the Precious Metals Market Report, we'll talk about it again next week with Franklin. If you break through the 1530 line, a technician would argue that you could drop as low as 1200 to 1100 before you have a strong support line. And so Yamada is simply pointing out that we could remain in the bull and still drop much further before it recovers. One thing that you are noting is tremendous retail buying of physical around the world, which argues for building a much stronger base for a much longer-term bull. Could it take many years to recover? Yes, absolutely. And the Yamada report is a measured one and worth reading if you're a gold investor to understand some of the possible scenarios. You mentioned in several previous reports the importance of being coherent. Can you expound on this? I suspect this goes beyond the dictionary definition. Great question. If you haven't listened to our interview with William Tiller, that's where I talk about it, the importance of being coherent, and I would recommend that. If that doesn't do it for you, just send back the question and I'll talk about it some more. I'm working on a book called Coming Clean, and that's one of the things I'm absolutely going to address in Coming Clean, so keep an eye out for that. From San Diego, to your knowledge, is there any free energy that's currently being engineered, repackaged, and then covertly sold to us to utilize in our homes and businesses? I don't know. I have no knowledge of such a thing being happening. Now, obviously, if the technology exists, could this be done in theory? Yes, there's nothing in the economics of what's going on to suggest that it's happening. There seems to be a very strict line between technology and application. Hello, we are longtime subscribers to a Solarian and turned on to Thrive and Foster Gamble by Catherine. Since viewing Thrive, we knew we had to do something. While you can't fix everything, as Foster and Kimberly have said, One of us has concentrated on nullifying the NDAA, while I have become an anti-nuclear activist. I would like to hear both Catherine and Foster's impressions on the International Nuclear Fusion Project, known as ITER. The moment that I read toroidal magnetic fields, I thought of Foster and Thrive. The moment I read International Consortium, the conspiracy of global domination and control via energy crept into my mind. I will try to include the links below. I'm also surprised that I've never heard of the project before now. So I've sent this question for Foster and see if we can't get an answer back. Okay, that's it. Thank you for your good questions coming in on the webinar software.